Welcome to the Your Theories About Loss Mega Theory Edition. If you have an incredibly detailed theory of what loss is about, go to the YourTheories.com message board. Under the Your Theories About It All section, you will find the Mega Theory category. Click on it and post your theory. Each Mega Theory posted will be featured in a bi-weekly podcast. Entries will be taken until the beginning of September, after which you may vote on your favorite Mega Theory on the YourTheories.com website. The winner will be announced the Tuesday before the Season 3 premiere. The prize will be announced on a near future podcast. Now start racking your brains and get posting. To hear discussions on all featured mega theories, be sure to tune in to the Black Rock Loss podcast. Go to cmyanko.spymac.com or search for Black Rock Loss podcast on iTunes. You may also give your own audio feedback by calling our voicemail at area code 630-559-1452. Today's featured theory is the Dharma Secret Society and Desmond Plane Crash Theory by Hurley Bird. The Dharma Secret Society and Desmond/Plane Crash Theory. Hurley Bird writes, "In this theory, we will see the intertwining connections with Dharma in the real world. We will also explore if Desmond really caused the plane to crash, and was it all a coincidence, or was it fate? As Echo said, do not confuse coincidence for fate. The Secret Society, Dharma, and the Miracle Cure. I believe Dharma has a miracle cure for death. That is what Hanzo has discovered. It's like weird science advanced. Dharma, I believe, is a massively large underground secret society, like the Illuminati. They have agents in every profession around the world, but only a few high-up people know the whole truth about Dharma. Most of the members of this secret society are just pawns. Remember, the Monsignor sent Echo because Echo didn't believe in miracles. In the question mark episode, Echo says to the Monsignor, 'Monsignor, with all due respect, I cannot do what you ask.' The Monsignor replies, 'Why not?' And Echo replies, 'Because I do not believe what this woman says.' Then with a smile, the Monsignor replies, 'Why do you think I chose you?' This would give Dharma the report they wanted, that there is no miracle here. The Monsignor is definitely part of Dharma's secret society. Remember what the morgue guy said? 'So, the Vatican is really interested in this one, eh?' And Echo replies, 'That depends on what I put in my report.' The Monsignor wanted a non-believer to write the report, a cover-up by Dharma to hide the truth. Dharma has discovered life regeneration, aka the Life Extension Project. The psychic also covered it up because he knows the truth about Dharma's use of the miracle drug. He had to cover it up to save his daughter. Does anyone remember the writers joking about zombies on the island and in season 5 we would see zombies? Could this life regeneration drug be what the writers are joking about? I know we will not see a real zombie, but it's kind of funny that they were joking about this. Then, months later, we hear that the Hanzo Foundation is working on the Life Extension Project. The reason we see polar bears, giant hurley birds, and sharks with the Dharma logo is, I believe, those animals were test subjects for the life regeneration drug. Dharma is monitoring their life progress. In science, you must test animals before you test humans. Maybe the psychic's daughter was the first human tested for the drug, or maybe that is how Jack's wife Sarah's legs were cured. This also might explain some of the healing properties of the island. Now back to the psychic. What did Saeed say?
'A father would do anything to protect his child.'
I believe Dharma told the psychic to give Claire the plane tickets to give up the baby to these good people. Dharma wants Claire's baby. A father would do anything to protect his child. Part of the deal the psychic made with Dharma is he had to cover up the miracle cure for death and get Claire on Flight 815. Remember, they said the girl came back to life at the morgue. When was the last time on Lost that we saw a morgue? Jack's dad was in the morgue. I also believe Jack's dad was dead and brought back with the miracle drug. That could be why his coffin was empty and Jack sees him on the island. We know Jack's dad is important because he has a daughter with Claire's mom, as in the Two for the Road episode showed us. We see Jack's dad asking a lady that looks and sounds like an older Claire, and he wants to see his daughter, making Jack and Claire half-brother and sister, also making Claire's baby very important. I believe Jack's dad made another cover-up with the destroying of his career. He wanted Jack to expose him, and he would go back to Australia and fake his death to start a secret life working with Dharma as head doctor of the project. They brought Jack's dad back to life so he could be chief of surgery in the Dharma Initiative. Would Jack's dad ruin his career, kill a patient, and ruin his relationship with everyone important in his life? He would if he believed he was part of a greater good. I will quote Jack's dad from All the Best Cowboys Have Daddy Issues. Quote, "This is a career all about the greater good.
I've had to sacrifice certain aspects of my relationship with you, you being Jack, so that hundreds and thousands of patients will live." Unquote. That sounds like a man who will do anything for a greater good. And now for Kelvin. He looked dead, but remember, according to my theory, they can cure the dead. Remember, the writers admitted to lying to us about Kelvin's name. In the episode One of Them, Kelvin's name was listed as Joe Inman. But today, we know they changed the name, so not to spoil the surprise. Kelvin is more important than a guy who would come back for the finale just to die. We've seen in past episodes, they've used characters in multiple situations. For example, the Randy character from Walkabout is Locke's boss, and Randy, played by the same actor, is Hurley's boss in Everyone Hates Hurley. The writers didn't try to deceive us by changing his name, but they did change it for Kelvin. We must wonder why. What role will Kelvin play in the future of Lost? The actor Clancy Brown has played a few heavy bad guys in the past, like Brother Justin in Carnival, a demon-type character. Another thing I find strange about Kelvin's death is when we first meet him in One of Them, Sergeant Sam Austin, Kate's dad, says to Saeed as he is interrogating the prisoner, "Now if you don't help me out here, someone else will take over, and that someone, he won't play nice at all." The next scene, we see Joe Inman come in, and we can assume he is the he that won't play nice. In that scene, it sounds like Kelvin is a kick-ass character. But in Kelvin's death scene, he is, quote, killed in hand-to-hand combat by Desmond. Now I know Desmond may work out, drink healthy shakes, and ride workout bikes, but Kelvin's death seemed to be a setup. The cure is worse than the disease. This quote was on the blacklit map on the blast doors. What could this mean? We know the island is full of addicting substances, and themes of addiction started in season 1. For example, Charlie with his heroin and Hurley with the food. I think the drug that Desmond uses could be an addicting drug, and the sickness could be coming down from the drug. Every great drug has its side effects. The drug heals your life and disease, but once you stop taking it, you could get the sickness. The island also has its healing properties. This could be caused by the magnetic energy on the island. Dharma is testing the drug in combination with the island's healing power. The side effects from the sickness could be used by Dharma for the purpose of controlling and testing their workers. Now Desmond took more than a 3-week supply of the drug with him on the sailboat. I believe during his sailboat ride in circles around the island, he took the drug every 9 days. He comes back to the island frustrated and drunk, like a man who's given up and lost his faith in the drug and everything Kelvin told him. I believe it is at this time he stops taking the drug. We see him sitting next to Claire on the beach as he says to her, "You're wasting your time, sister. I shot myself every 9 days for 3 years. I think at the beginning of season 3 we will see Desmond coming down from the drug. He will start to develop signs of the sickness. If you watch that scene with Desmond and Claire, it's like Desmond saved Aaron and Claire from taking the drug. After Claire talks to Desmond, she puts the drug down and doesn't give it to Aaron. I think the others injected Michael with this drug to keep him on the island. Remember, in the episode 3 minutes, right after Echo tells Michael the story about the boy and the dog, we see Michael looking sick, spitting up and trying to hide his sickness from Jack. He looked like a drug addict needing a fix. Then, in Live Together, Die Alone, we see Michael in the jungle getting sick again. At the end of the episode, Henry Gale gave Michael and Walt the boat to escape, but we know they need Walt, so why would they do this? Henry Gale himself said, "They'll never give you Walt." Yet, they let Michael and Walt escape because we will see Michael go crazy for another fix of the cure drug. He will want to turn the boat around and find the others to get his fix. This is what the sickness is. The cure is worse than the disease. Now let's think back to the 3 minutes episode again. Charlie finally gave up his heroin addiction for good. He threw the heroin in the ocean. But during the same episode, he found a new addicting drug to take, the cure. Where did they find this drug? Mixed in with the food drop. If I may quote Henry Gale from the lockdown episode, quote, "You guys don't know much. I mean, I'd be asking all kinds of questions about this stuff down here." Unquote. Henry pointed out that the Losties don't question who or why they were given the food. Rats in a maze. How do you kill a rat? Mix poison with the cheese. They found this, quote, curing drug in with the food during the food drop, and the Losties take it and eat it without question. Now, they don't want to kill our Losties, but they do want to control them. What better way is there to control them? Using an addicting drug that is labeled a cure for the sickness. The plane crash.
I also believe Dharma handpicked certain people to be on that plane. If this last statement is true, why would they allow something so important to the chance of not pushing the button the exact right time to crash the plane with important people? Unless it's all a joke. Or better word for that, unless it's all staged. Now don't get me wrong, I know the Swan Hatch has a big giant magnet, and the magnet is powerful, but to crash a plane, which is mainly made of aluminum, sounds like a stretch. I believe the magnet, white light, and piercing hum did do something, but not crash the plane. Also, the writers tell us Desmond using the key did something too. But exactly what it did, we will find out in Season 3. My best guess is the magnet is a shield that hides the island from radar and makes it invisible to anyone searching for it, unless you know where to look. The experiment is fake. The bearded guy? Fake. Walking around barefoot all the time? Fake. Okay, ready for this one? The dirty old pearl hatch? Fake too. Think of it as a set. They wanted the Lossies to find the pearl hatch. They used the remote viewing, remote dreaming, to lead them there. Even the dust and dirt in the medical hatch is fake. They dressed it up to look old and run down, in the same way they wear fake beards and dirty clothes, and live in teepees. The smoke monster is a scanning device. And now we learn from DJ Dan's website, the smoke monster may be a cloud of nanobots, controlled by someone or something. It finds everything in the person's memory, and remote viewer slash remote dream creators can create dreams in your head, using your own past memories, and create new ones. They were led to the Pearl Hatch by a remote dream. The hatch was made to look old. That's why the writers said there was still a burning cigarette in the hatch. Think about it. Why still have a burning cigarette in the hatch? Unless someone was just there. If someone was just there, why would everything look dusty and old? Unless the dusty and old look is fake. Why only show one screen showing the Swan Station, unless that's all they wanted them to see? It's all set up to make them believe that not pressing the numbers caused the crash. Whoever was watching behind that video camera set up the printout, conveniently ready to print just by pressing Y, which, conveniently, had all the proof that the plane crashed based on the setup by Kelvin. It's all fake, I'm telling ya. Think about it. Henry's, quote, others, had Michael lead them to an open space for a trap, right next to the area where the plastic tubes spit out the notebook info, which would make our Losties think it is fake. It all seems pretty convenient, don't you think? If the plane crash was not an accident and Desmond had nothing to do with it, how did Flight 815 crash? The answer is simpler than a huge magnet from a mysterious island pulled it down by some accidental mistake. It was a conspiracy. The pilot of Flight 815 knew the secret on how the plane crashed. He worked for Dharma slash Oceanic slash Hanso. If you watched the part 1 of the first episode of Lost, you see a classic scene play out. In most murder mysteries, when a character is just about to tell us the truth of a mystery, a bullet shoots the informant from outside an open window. The same scene plays out in Lost. The pilot is just about to tell us the truth about the crash, and in moments, the smoke monster kills him. It's clear the smoke monster is intelligent, or is controlled by someone trying to keep the truth of the crash a secret. The truth is, the plane was planned to crash, and the pilot knew something that would lead us to that truth. It's all one long con by Dharma and Henry's others, and whoever was watching the Lossies from the hidden cameras in the Pearl Hatch, which led them to destroy the Swan Hatch. The Henry's others wanted them to drop the magnetic shield to foil some plan or send a signal to someone. Now why would Henry's others go to such lengths to stage an elaborate ruse to fool our Lossies? It's the basic principle of the long con. To make our Lossies think what they are doing is all their idea, when in fact everything has been planned out step by step from the beginning. Dharma versus Henry Gill. The writers tell us Season 3 will be an us versus them themed show. It did get me to think of what could define two distinct sides of others. Henry Gill comments in the episode Live Together, Die Alone gave us a clue. He said, "We're the good guys," leaving us to assume there must be bad guys or at least another point of view. The Lost series has always used themes about good and bad, black and white. Opposites. One side wants the experiments, miracle drugs, and to keep the secrets of the island a secret. And the other side wants to stop their plans and expose the truth. I would say one side wanted the numbers pressed, and the other side wanted to bring down the Swan Hatch, which in effect would foil Dharma's big plan. I believe Henry Gale's group wanted to destroy the Swan Hatch by convincing Locke it was all a joke. And the Dharma side used remote dreamers to lead them to the Pearl Hatch. I also believe Walt is a remote dreamer. Henry Gale wants to convince Walt to join his side so Walt's skill would balance the playing field. Dharma already has their remote dreamer. Henry wants one on his side, too. Let me explain how I think it all went down. Let's assume the black smoke monster is a controllable creature. Its purpose is to scan your mind of all your thoughts. Let's assume Dharma controls the black smoke monster. In episode, the 23rd Psalm, we see echoes scanned by the black smoke monster. When we pause the still pictures, we see a church, his brother, his life as a drug lord, and his religious beliefs. We only saw flashes, but Dharma scanned major parts of Echo's memory. They had time to create a program dream that would start with Ana Lucia with a bullet shot in her. They know Ana Lucia was killed because they saw it on the closed-circuit TVs. Dharma can use any characters from Echo's past since the smoke monster scanned him. They also included his brother Yemi as a major player in the dream. The purpose of the dream was to keep the Losties pushing the button and to keep the faith in the island. The experiment can continue. That's one side. Now let's look at Henry's plan. Henry's others wanted to foil that plan because Henry said, "We're the good guys." Henry is a prisoner in the hatch for one purpose. To convince Locke it is all a joke, and pressing the numbers is all fake. Henry Gale uses every psychological trick in the book to break Locke's faith, and Henry Gale is successful in turning Locke. Locke is now Henry's pawn, and Echo is Dharma's pawn. Two sides, one apparently good, and the other apparently bad. In the episode Question Mark, we see Dharma implements their plan by leading Echo and Locke to the hatch. This encounter in the Pearl Hatch set our two pawns in motion. Locke's saw what we saw. Locke saw it was all fake and must be destroyed. That's Henry's plan. Echo saw the pushing of the numbers, his holy and dying mission, based on what the dream controlled him to think. This is exactly what Dharma wanted, by programming him with dreams, and telling him why it is so important to push the buttons. That is why Echo saw what he saw. This is Dharma's plan. In the end of Live Together, Die Alone, we see Locke, with the help of Desmond, overpower Echo, and Henry Gale wins this round by foiling Dharma's plan. At the end of Season 2, Henry's plan is working perfectly. Henry Gale's mission was a complete success. Locke and Echo were both pawns in a larger game. Dharma versus Henry Gale's group. Let's speculate on who would be on the Dharma side. I bet Kelvin and Sergeant Sam Austin, Kate's dad, Anthony Cooper, the real Sawyer, who I believe is Sawyer's real dad, and Christian Shepherd, Jack's dad, are on the Dharma side. So let's continue with this speculation. And Henry Gale, who is opposed to Dharma, decides to make a power play on Dharma by kidnapping three members of Dharma's children. So Henry Gale's group kidnaps Jack Shepherd, Kate Austin, and John Ford, Sawyer. I also believe we'll see Sawyer's story arc with the realization that Anthony Cooper is John Ford's real father. The Dharma side's final purpose is still unknown, except all of this is being done in the name of the greater good, the greatest secret that must be kept secret. Life Extension Project, the drug that returns your life, the ultimate Pandora's box, the ability to play God with the use of science. Final thoughts for Season 3. The show will start off with Henry Gale explaining to Kate, Jack, and Sawyer why he took them. He did it to make a power play with Dharma slash Hanso, and with their parents Christian Shepherd, Anthony Cooper, and Sergeant Sam Austin. That's right, in Season 3 we will learn that Jack's dad, Kate's dad, and Sawyer's dad all work for Dharma. They were kidnapped because Henry Gale's group doesn't agree with Hanso for making a life regeneration drug that has fatal sickness and addictive properties, making Henry Gale's group the good guys. Henry's group wants off the island, and he will use Jack, Kate, and Sawyer as a bargaining chip. To find the exit, Michael will return to Henry Gale fully enveloped in the sickness. Henry will use this as proof to Jack that what Dharma is doing on the island is wrong. I believe Michael may die at this point in the season opener. Henry will explain they were testing Walt because he has special powers that can help sway the balance of power if he joins their side. Season 3 will be the us versus them, and Jack and the Losties will choose sides, Dharma versus the others, Henry's group. Once again, if you'd like to enter the Mega Theory Contest, be sure to visit the YourTheories.com message board. If you'd like to donate prizes or be a sponsor for this contest, please send an email to chris@yourtheories.com. Thank you.